And I have a line open on the board here at 808-0810. Let's go to Larry in Cascadero. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Say, why are your listeners protecting John Lennon's killer?
Why do you keep calling me?
I want the audience to wake up and ask to answer that question inside themselves. Why are they protecting the Lennon murder cover-up?
Why are you protecting it?
I'm not. I'm the only one not.
No, you're not. What are you doing to get the Department of Justice to move on it?
I've been to D.C. I've been to New York. I've been to Stephen King's hometown. I've stood 3 inches away from him. I took my lumps. I've been beaten worse than Randy Rhoads. My dad was killed suspiciously. Nobody's got their head on straight but me.
Why haven't you gone to the Department of Justice and demanded that they do it? If calling my show is not going to get it done.
I went to the DA.
Because, as you know, idiot, we are not the Department of Justice, are we now?
I went to the DA.
Right, but wait a minute, Stephen. We're not the Department of Justice, are we? So why do you keep calling my show?
I've been to D.C. It's a Soviet...
No. Wait a minute. Why do you keep calling the Ray Taliaferro show unless, for some ignorant reason, you think I'm the Department of Justice? I am not.
I'm calling the people who are listening to get their ass in gear.
What do you mean? You get your ass in gear and go back there and demand it. You see, this
is how to the people.
Aren't you one of the people? Aren't you one of the people?
I'm trying to lead a mass in Northern.
Yeah, America. I understand, but it's not working, though, is it, sir?
That's not my fault.
Yeah, well, but then you say you're leading something that you're not leading. You're lying. The only thing you're doing is calling my show and other shows. You call every show on. You call Ron Owen's show. You call them all. You try to get in.
I'm the only one telling the truth.
Well, but the point is, you're not getting anywhere, are you? No, because you've been calling us. How many years have you been calling us on this?
I'm still alive.
No. Of course you're still alive, because you're too chicken to put your life on the line.
I'm the only one who hasn't.
No. You're too chicken to put your life on the line. You haven't. All you've done with your life is to pick up the phone in the middle of the night and to call a talk show. So why don't you grow some balls and get back there and be willing to give your life like Lennon did? Why aren't you willing to put your life on the line? The only thing you put on the line is your damn voice. So if you have any credibility whatsoever, and I'm putting it to you, I'm sticking it to you now. And I want to see if you're man enough to stand up for what you believe in. Don't just put your voice on the line, because that isn't accomplishing anything. Is it now, young man? No, it's not. Because you've been calling me for years. And you've been calling other people for years. And nothing has ever happened. So obviously, sir, you have to take a different approach. So why don't you go back? Here's what you do. Go on back there. And sit in the Department of Justice, and when they tell you to leave, it's closing time, don't leave. Take a pair of handcuffs, and put one around your wrist, and put the other around the chair that is bolted to the floor, and then get them to call the Washington, D.C. police, get them to call the FBI, and then when you're on trial for having violated the laws back there, you stand up in that courtroom chair and you tell the people the reason you're doing it is because you love Mr. Lennon and you want justice. Why don't you do that?
You want me to end up like a Soviet dissident in the Soviet...
Oh, no! You mean you don't believe enough in your cause to put your life on the line?
I don't believe...
Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this chicken. He keeps calling all of our programs. He calls Bertie, he calls me, he calls Ron, he calls them all. And he's been doing it for years and not getting any progress. And then he has the nerve to say, oh, you don't stand for anything. Well, neither do you. So instead of putting your voice on the line, Steve, or whatever the hell your name is, why don't you put your life on the line? You know, many, many wonderful people have. Sometimes they're killed, assassinated. Sometimes their assassination draws a great deal of attention to what has happened and their cause grows. Because your cause ain't growing at all, and it's not going to until you put your life on the line. So quit calling KGO. Because all you're doing is wasting our time. You disguise your voice so you can get through our producers and say the same crap over and over again. Now, I'm reading you the Riot Act. If you're a man, if you're somebody who stands for principle, get your legs and your butt back to Washington, have your demonstration, handcuff yourself to the interior part of the Justice Department, and when they come to beat you, and they come to jail you, you stand up and give them the old song and dance about you did this to Jesus Christ, you're now doing it to me, I want to bring justice to the assassination of John Lennon. Okay? Okay, sweetheart, bye-bye. Well, I guess he'll never call again, right? He's going to grow some balls. He's going to get back there and do what is right. Right? What a sick puppy. At any rate, KJ News Talk time is 3:33. Let's go to Kim McAllister with an update on the news.